Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on your bedside table. I have been traveling throughout the world, sitting on the bedside table of children everywhere, telling them stories about the adventures that I have visiting boys and girls around the world. One of the most interesting things that happened to me recently is a statement made by a young man . My life is a gift I give to the world. Yes, my life is a gift I give to the world. The young man was living in a home in the Philippines, and he'd had a lot of trouble in his life. He's kind of a strange young man. He was born with all sorts of problems. His body wouldn't develop, his bones wouldn't grow. His head was normal, but his body was quite small. He was just a total of 3 feet overall. But he felt sorry for himself in the beginning. At first, he didn't know that he had a problem. He didn't know that he wasn't a normal child. And he played with all the other children, and all the children just accepted him the way he was, because that's the way children are. They accept whatever is when they realize that's the way it is. And so they played with him, and he had a good time. He had to be careful, because the disease that he had was kind of tough. It caused him to have very weak bones. There was not the proper calcium in his body to build up the bones, but he didn't know that. His parents didn't know that. The world didn't know that. But he was a joyful boy. He just was filled with happiness and joy. He was always saying to himself, "My life is a gift I give to the world. My life is a gift I give to the world." And people wondered why he would say such a strange thing. Here he had all of these problems that was not a problem that any normal child could ever even dream of having, and he had them. Yet, every time he would talk to anyone, he would just say, "Oh, I'm so happy. My life is a gift that I give to the world. I am so happy. I'm so filled with joy. I'm so happy." And people would think that he was perhaps a little weak in the mind, that he didn't realize that he had this problem, and this problem was something that was certainly not something that a normal child would have. But he went right on saying, "My life is a gift I give to the world." And as he grew up to be a teenager, he was still saying this, and the rest of the children were beginning to feel that he was just a little strange. They felt that he couldn't get around, he had to use a wheelchair, he had to use all sorts of limitations, and yet he always had a smile on his face, and he always felt that his life was a gift that he gives to the world. And one day, as he was coming down the street, it was in the outskirts of the Philippines where he lived, and he was coming down, really wasn't much of a road, it was a dirt road leading to his house. And as he came down the road, he saw a little child walking along the road by itself. And he said to the little child, "Where are you going?" And the little child is maybe 2 or 3 years old. And the little child says, "I don't know. I'm lost." And our friend who says, "My life is a gift I give to the world," said to the little child, "Come over here. Come here. See, there's two places on the back of my wheelchair. You can stand there. Stand there, and I'll give you a ride." And the little boy said, "Oh, hey, that's fun. That's nice." Well, he took him to his home. And when he got home, his parents says, "Well, now, what have you got here?" And they looked at this little child on the back of his wheelchair, and they said, "Where do you live?" And the little child says, "I don't know." And I got lost. Well, where were you when you got lost? I don't know. Well, it was quite primitive there. And they didn't have any ability to check around the neighborhoods and see where that child was lost from. But they felt it couldn't have been too far because, you know, just a little tyke. And so they backtracked. And they backtracked. And the boy who gave the little child a ride said, right on the back of my golf cart, right in the back of my wheelchair, and I'll take you along. And the little boy thought, that was so much fun. And they went back to where the boy had picked him up on his wheelchair. And then they began looking around in the neighborhood and asking people if there was a little child who was lost. And then the little boy with his wheelchair heard someone crying. Now, he couldn't look as deeply as everyone else did, but he listened with his ears. He listened with his heart. And he heard someone crying. And he took his wheelchair and over the bumpy side of the road, down a very narrow path that almost didn't fit his wheelchair. And he went down this path, and he could hear this person crying and sobbing and feeling very sad. He knew he had to go there. There was nobody with him. His parents and everyone else were out looking for the child's parents. But he went down this road. It was quite a ways, too. And as he went down this road, the jungle got deeper and deeper and deeper. And he went down the road further and further. And he said to the little boy, do you remember this? The little boy says, I don't remember anything. I'm scared. And the boy, pushing the wheelchair, said to him, I'm here with you. Don't be scared. Everything's going to be all right. You know that. My life is a gift that I give to the world. My life is a gift I give to the world. And I'm giving my life for you, so I am not afraid. I'm looking for your mommy and your daddy. Oh, good, 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 good. The little boy laughed again, and he was smiling again because this boy who was giving his life to the world was so beautiful and so loving. And deeper they went into the forest, into the jungle. And he could still hear the sobbing. And as he went deeper and deeper, he found a hut deep in the jungle. It had a mud floor, and it was kind of dark. And he went inside of this hut through this small door that his wheelchair just fit. And he said, ma'am, is this your little boy? And the lady was so deep in sobbing and crying, she didn't even look up. She said, I've lost my child. I've lost my child. I've lost my only child. I've lost my precious child. And the little boy got off the back of the wheelchair, and he says, mommy, I'm home. And the mother continued sobbing, saying, I've lost my child. She didn't hear anything. I've lost my child. And the boy who said, my life is a gift I give to the world, rolled over his wheelchair to the mother and took his hand and stroked her hair and said, lady, I think your baby is home. You can stop crying now. And the mother stopped crying. And she looked at the boy in the wheelchair and she said, you're not my son. You're not my son. You're a crippled boy. You're no good. You're not my son. And he looked at her and he said, no, your son is right there, standing next to you. I brought him home for you. You brought my son home to me? And she grabbed her child and wrapped her arms around him and said, oh, don't ever frighten me like that again. I was so frightened for you. I was so frightened. Mommy, I'm home. Mommy, I'm here. I was so frightened. I was so frightened. And the boy, who had his life to give to the world, said to the lady, Lady, remember, you can never lose your child if you have a smile in your heart. And he'll always come back to that smile. But if you have tears in your heart and you have worry and you are unhappy, then the child will not know where he belongs, because he belongs in a happy home. He belongs where he belongs, in your heart. Lady, my life is a gift that I give to the world. And I love you, and I love your little boy. And I thank you for giving me the chance to bring him back to you. And the lady reached out to hug this child in the wheelchair. And as she reached out to hug him, a vibration went between them, so strong that the entire room lit up. And the little child looked at his mommy and said, "Mommy, you're wonderful." And the little boy in the wheelchair got out of the wheelchair and walked around the room and hugged the little child and hugged the mother. And then he got back in the wheelchair and rolled his way back home, back to the road, and then back to his house. And meanwhile, his mother was very fearful too, because she didn't know what happened to her son, who was in his wheelchair. And when she saw him, she says, "Oh, my love, you are the most wonderful child in the world. I love you so." And he said, "Yes, Mom, I love you too. My life is a gift I give to the world, Mom. And today I was able to help the little boy find his way home." "You helped him? How could you do that?" "Mom, I listened in my heart. And when I listened in my heart, I heard his mother crying. And I went to her deep in the jungle. Oh, my son, I don't know what to say. I'm so happy. I can understand so well now why you say that your life is a gift that you give to the world. I can understand so well why you say that of yourself. My son, this is just the beginning of glorious adventures in your life, of giving, of love. Hey, boys and girls, look over there. Here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his pixie dust. He's going to drop in the eyes of all you children, and he's going to say, "Time to go to bed now. Time to go to sleep. Time to have wonderful dreams. Time to do like the little boy said, my life is a gift I give to the world." And little boys and girls, wherever you are, these children sitting here next to this Mr. Candle on the bedside where I'm sitting, they're all sitting so bright and cheery. We're so excited they climbed out of bed as I told the story. And now Mr. Sandman didn't wait for him, but he sprinkled the pixie dust over him before they had a chance to say goodnight to Mommy and Daddy. And look at that, they're all curled up on the floor, sound asleep, with the happiest expression on their face, because they know they're home with their mommy and their daddy. They know that all is right with the world. And boys and girls, yeah, I know you sound asleep already, but I'll see you again, because I love you. I love you. I love you.